There we go. All right, verse 1, starting again. Therefore, my beloved and longed-for brethren, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, beloved. I implore Euodia, and I implore Syntyche to be of the same mind in the Lord, and I urge you also, true companion, help these women who labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also and the rest of my fellow workers whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let your gentleness be made known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. The things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace will be with you. So I'd like to go verse by verse through each of these 9 verses that Paul wrote in one of his letters to the Philippians. And there's some really valuable points that we can gather and even relate to our awesome revival that's happening here today. So starting in verse 1, Paul is urging his newly converted brothers and sisters to stand fast and not be moved by the dangers of this world. Paul received great joy in bringing people the gospel. As it says in Philippians 1, verses 3 through 6, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, making request for you all with joy for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Now moving into verses 2 and 3, Paul addresses individuals with whom he has had contact with in the past, well, who knows, weeks, months, and verse 2 really made me think. It says, I implore Euodia and I implore Syntyche to be of the same mind in the Lord. Now, as believers in Christ Jesus, each of us should share the same mindset. And whether or not these two individuals were getting along, it may be a bit of conjecture, but Paul here, he urges them to sort whatever they're dealing with, to sort it out. And Paul's actually done this, talked about believers being on the same accord in the past. It says, actually in Romans 15, verse 5, it says, Now may the God of patience and comfort grant you to be like-minded toward one another according to Christ Jesus. Friends, there should be no disagreements that keep Christians from accomplishing God's will. Love should reign and peace should predominate. Moving into Philippians 4:4, it says, Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. This follow-up to Paul's urging of his fellow believers is to be like-minded, but also it's the reminder that we need, and it is a large part of why we're all here at this revival this morning. Paul says, Rejoice in the Lord always, and yet again he says, Rejoice. Continual rejoicing is what God wants us to do. Preacher Charles Spurgeon has some interesting commentary. It really gets the point across, and I wanted to read that with you all this morning. It says, The very word rejoice seems to imply a reduplication. It is joy and rejoy, joy over again. But here you see it is a fourfold rejoicing, joy and rejoy, and again I say joy and rejoy. And this is to be the Christian's continual experience, for the apostle says, Rejoice in the Lord always. Philippians 5, 4, verses 5, 6, and 7, the next verses that we're going to be looking at, says, "Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus." Now this piece contains our focus verse, and I love what this passage has to say. The gentleness that Paul is referring to here, it's the gentle Christ-like spirit that Christians are to have. Titus 3:2 states, "To speak evil of no one, to be peaceable, gentle, showing all humility to all men." Now this message goes out to each of us, and we are to act this way with all people. And folks, in case you missed it, that means absolutely everyone, and there is no exception whatsoever. And some of you may have an individual that just popped into your mind, and that's the person that you need to show the love of Christ to. No one is excused from this equation, for the Lord is at hand. "But let us be anxious for nothing, and in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let our requests be made known to God." Paul, in this letter, he addresses his friends and he outlines to be on one accord with one another, to rejoice always in the Lord, and to stand fast in our faith. And then, should we do this, verse 7 comes into play where it says, "And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." So friends, this morning we're all here for a revival in Christ. And by looking at this passage, one that talks about having our hearts and our minds guarded by approaching God in prayer, I want to ask all of you, how often do you make your requests known to God through prayer and supplication? This involves coming before God in a state of humbleness and communicating heavenward in thankfulness. And our requests themselves, they may vary quite a bit, but as Christians on one accord with one another, we should all be asking God for His direction for each and every person in our lives. Direction for ourselves, for our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. Direction for Woonsocket. Furthermore, God has seen the dark times that this world has been going through, and the entire world needs what this book has to offer. It needs this revival. The world needs the hope that God has given us. And we need to pray daily that this city, this state, this country, and its occupants will hear God's words. That the light of God's love will shine upon them, and that they will pursue it. It says in Ephesians 3, verse 14 through 19, "For this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that He would grant you, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with might through His Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love that Christ..." I'm sorry, I missed my spot. "To know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God." Now moving on to verses 8 and 9 of Philippians 4, it says, "Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. The things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace will be with you." I love these instructions. be on the side of everything that is good and right according to our Lord. Everything that helps our true human progress. And everything that increases us in virtue and purity. As a Christian, take an interest in everything that helps to make yourself and others true, honest, just, pure, and lovely. And friends, look no further than God's Word. Now, I'm always interested by the word meditate being in this verse, but it makes such sense. In verse 6, we're told to communicate with God through prayer and supplication. And then here in verse 8, it tells us to meditate on that which will further our walk as well as strengthen it. These are our instructions beyond just spiritual revival. We are to come before God in prayer and to meditate on His precepts in order to bring that word to others. Should we continually strive to do these things, we will be on one accord with God, our Father, thoroughly equipped for every good work, and the peace of God will be with us all forever and ever. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this word, Lord, as well as the entire Bible, God, which you've blessed all of us with. Lord, that it might be the light unto our path, the light in our life. God, we are so thankful for all that you've given us, Lord, for this opportunity to have this revival, God. The revival that the world needs. Heavenly Father, I pray that moving on into our lives this week, that we are able to communicate heavenward with you every day, to be on one accord with one another, Lord, and to be in your word as often as possible. Lord God, I thank you again for this time, and I pray all these things through Jesus' name. Amen.